Let's begin. So we're going to do actually tonight a beautiful piece. Beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
So a beautiful piece of Rabbi Nachman. It just happens to be, you know, today was the yard site for Rabbi Yitzhak Abraditchev. So Tishrei was today, the yard site. So I was thinking about doing a piece from different eras. Rabbi Nachman was after Rabbi Yitzhak. But because it's Rabbi Nachman's show, we'll stick to Rabbi Nachman's Torah. But just we should have in mind that as we get to learn this beautiful Torah Sanister on this yard site of Rav Levi Yitzchok, so halavai we should be zochem yard site, first of all, to give an aliyah to his neshama, but also to go ahead and really internalize his life lessons. So let's begin. So the Rebbe begins over here. If you look on page number one, so the beginning on the words Bereshis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ve'es Haaretz. So in the beginning, the Ribbono Shel Olam created Shamayim, he created the heavens and the earth. So Rashi HaKadosh, of course, has a whole conversation where he discusses why was it necessary for the Torah to begin with this story. After all, again, the Torah is not a storybook. The Torah is a book of laws. The Torah is a book of rules. So why, Lamaisa, do we have to begin with this? So Rashi HaKadosh has his own approach where he understands, again, that the whole point of Bereshis is to highlight the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Therefore, by definition, he has the right to give it to whom he wants. And as such, the entirety of Bereshis is to solidify the right of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful insight. He says, Bereshis Bara Elokim. Look what he writes. Sofei Tevos, Emes. He says, if you look at the last letter of each of the words, Bereshis Bara Elokim, so you'll notice again that it spells Tof Aleph Mem Emes. Says the Rebbe, Besimchas Torah, listen, this is a beautiful idea. Besimchas Torah kol olim haTorah, lehoro shekol echad miYisrael yesh lo chelik b'Torah se'emes. So the Rebbe says, it's an interesting idea. We know an old minog that on Simchas Torah, the custom is that everyone goes in and gets an aliyah. So why does everyone get an aliyah on Simchas Torah? Says the Rebbe, to teach us the idea that every single Jew has a shaychus with Torah. Every single Jew has a connection. No such thing as a Jew. Now, we might observe different things, we might practice different things, we might uphold different things, but Lamaisa, every single Jew has a shaychus. Every single Jew has a connection to Torah. See, so goes on, Lahoros, Shekol Echa, Meisoy Shochelik, Betorah Semes, Ki Ikra Emes, Hu Lekariv V'lo Lerachik. Now, this is a very important phrase. Because says the Rebbe, what is Emes? What is Emes? The Ikra of Emes, the essence of Emes, is Lekariv, to bring close, and not to Chas V'Shalom separate. Now, we'll see what that means in just a moment. Rak Levarer Ulegalos, Nekudas HaEmes, She'itzal Kol Echa Niyisra, Afilo Itza Haruchuk Arachokim Ma'od, Kizeh Ikar Amitas Ritzono Yisparach Kimavor Bifnim. The idea, says the Rebbe, of Emes, is that Emes represents the ideal of bringing people close together. And again, we'll define what this means in just a moment. V'alkein, Misaimim Asa HaTorah, Asher Asa, turn the page. No problem. Asher Asa, Moshe any closer. So remember again, how does Vizol Sabracha end? So Vizol Sabracha ends with the phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu did Asher Asa Moshe Le'ine Kol Yisrael. So we'll say Bepashtos, what we normally interpret that to mean is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them over the Sefer Torah, gave them over Parshas Shira of Ha'azinu. But the Rebbe says it means something else. Rabbi Rabbeinu is calling the bracha Sheshiber Es Haluchos Le'ineim. So this is amazing. So the Medrash writes, Asher Asa Moshe Le'ine Kol Yisrael. That which Moshe did in front of all of Klal Yisrael is a reference to what? Is a reference to the smashing of the Luchos. So we'll say, so you understand how dramatic that is? What that tells us is that the last event that the Torah records, the last event that the Torah makes mention of, is the Shviras HaLuchos, is the breaking of the Luchos. Such a traumatic episode. You know, we had it, we went through it on Ibarash Shmos. Yet, according to the Medrash, the Torah goes out of its way to restate that event at the end of the Torah. So what's the Pshat? Maschil and Tekif, Bereshis Bara Elokim. And immediately after, we say, Asher Asa Moshe Lene Kol Yisrael, breaking of the Luchos, we begin Torah immediately again. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Kirosh Devarcha Emes Kema'amar Abbasin Lezal. Ki Bereshis Bara Elokim. Sofei Tevos Emes. Ki Iker Brias HaOlam. Haya Ayyidei Emes Shu Iker Kiyum HaOlam. So remember again, the Rebbe says over here that the entire world is built upon the premise, on the foundation stone of MS. So what does this mean? Ach be'emes, paragraph C, halomatzinu shamar b'seinu zal, she'emes amar al yibare ha'olam machmas shumalishkarim. Yet amazingly enough, you know, the Medrash writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating man, so MS came along, and MS said, do not create man. Whatever you did, Baruch Shalom, don't create man. Why not? Because man is full of sheker, right? Man is full of lies. Man is full of deceit. So the midah of MS says you can't create man. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu do? The Ribono Shel Olam takes MS, and what? Throws it down to the ground. We'll say, by the way, as an incredible yisod, you know, not every opinion has a place. Right? Not every voice has to be heard. You know, Judaism in general does not believe in democracy. Not all people are created equal. Not all people have an opinion that matters, and not all people get to say whatever they want to say. That's the yisod also here. MS says, don't create the world. What does Ribono Shel Olam say? So, like, again, if Ribono Shel Olam was politically correct, what would he do? I hear what you're saying. Right? It makes a lot of sense. I understand where you're coming from. Let me think about it. I want to validate your feelings. What does Ribono Shel Olam do with MS? He takes it and he chucks it out of Shemayim. He throws it down to the ground. Kimo shekasav vasashleich emes artzo va'achakacha kodesh baruch hu ta'ala ha'emes min ha'aretz. Yet afterwards, amazingly enough, the emes begins to sprout forth from the earth. Kimo shekasav emes mi'aretz titzmach nimtza l'chora l'fi dasa emes lo hiskin l'briyasa olam. See, here's the problem. The Rebbe is quoting a stira. So on one hand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create the world, and really specifically man, so what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes MS, he throws it downward, he gets rid of it, and yet the pasuk says, Vasashleich MS Arzo. I'm sorry, then it says, MS me'eretz titzmach. Then the pasuk says, I'm sorry? Tillim. MS me'eretz titzmach. Then ultimately, the pasuk in Tillim says that MS will sprout forth from the ground, which indicates to us what? That MS is part of the Bria. So you hear the contradiction? On one hand, it sounds like in order to create the world, the Ribono Shel Olam has to remove MS from the equation. Yet, the Pasuk in Tillim says that MS sprouts forth from the ground, which seems to indicate that what? That MS is part of the very fabric of creation. So which one is it? He goes on, he says, paragraph D, listen to this. Ki iker etzem ha'emes la'amito hu Hashem yisparach ba'atzmo. Suppose saying, before we define what MS is, we know what MS is. MS is the Ribono Shel Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the very embodiment of MS. Ubevadai achar asher anachnu roem shashem yisparach bara ha'olam. Now that we know that we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, bevadai hayu tzrichin livra olam apia emes la'amito. Acha emes la'amito shel Hashem yisbarach, amok v'nora v'niskav ma'od. Ki ma'od amku machshevosav. Ad asher afilu midas ha'emes ba'atzma, haynu osam, I'm just going to read one more line and then we'll translate, haynu osam hamalochim shein bechinas midas ha'emes, lo amdu al sof daito shel Hashem yisbarach. Ad asher kitrigu al zeh al b'riyas ha'olam. Paragraph E. Machmas shum mali shkarim. V'Hashem yisbarach eino chafetz be'emes kazeh. Shirotze l'rachek es ha'briya b'chlal. So Bosef, this is an incredible yisod. The Rebbe says like this. What is the Ribono Shel Olam's midah of emes? The Ribono Shel Olam's midah of emes is an emes of achdus. An MS of unity. When we say the Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, that literally the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, what does that mean? It means the Ribono Shel Olam is the great Koach HaMa'achid of the universe. He is the great unifier, the great glue, the great fabric that brings everything together in this world. That's what it means when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. He is the great unifier of the universe. MS. How do you know if something is MS? How do you know, just in general, if it's MS? If it creates achdus in the world, and I don't just mean achdus like interpersonal achdus. If it creates life cohesion, that's MS. If it creates perut, if it creates separation, That's not emes. I guess you'd call that sheker, the antithesis of emes. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what emes ultimately is this great koach ha-ma'achi, this great unifying force. Umizeh, nishtal shamal shalafamim cholik echad achavir marachet biyoser. So what happens over here? You see, the emes that the malachim were advancing is not the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the emes of achdus, the emes of unity, the emes of togetherness. The Malachim were promoting a different kind of MS. An MS that, although it might have been true, ultimately, again, represented perud, represented separation, represented disunity. Machmos shenid molo apia MS shalo, shechaveru notim derech MS. We'll say, so what's often the greatest source of machlokes in this world? The greatest source of machlokes, what's the greatest source of machlokes? Is MS. Right? This one says, I know the MS. This one says, I know the MS. Right? The greatest debates in life, the greatest friction comes about because people argue about what MS is. I have my MS, you have your MS, I don't agree with your MS, you don't agree with my MS, and that ultimately creates an incredible sense of peirut, an incredible sense of separation. This causes all the machlokes, all the separations in the world. This is amazing. Sometimes I distance myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also because of my MS. What's my MS? Machmos yodeh, paragraph F. Ba'atzmo, ha'emes shu pogum umeruchak ma'od. Shibosa, I know the truth about myself. And the truth about myself is that I'm broken. The truth about myself is that I'm deficient. The truth about myself is that I'm not whole. And therefore, by definition, that MS causes a distance between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That MS ultimately goes ahead and creates a distance between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayidezeh, misya'ish ba'atzma, I give up hope on myself. Umisrachik biyoser, and it distances me a lot. V'chol zeh nimshak mebechina zeh ha-MS, shekitreg al-klal b'riyas ha-olam. So, Rebbe, you're what the Rebbe is highlighting. The Rebbe is giving us a really like an incredible yisodistic idea, which is we often translate MS as truth. So that is true. MS is truth. But MS is the truth, the type of truth that creates life cohesion, that creates togetherness, that creates achdus, achdus between people and achdus within the self. You could have MS that is truth, but it's not MS if it creates peirut, if it creates separation. So for example, I might say, the MS about me is that I'm a broken person. The MS about me is that I'm pogum. The MS about me is that I'm meruchak. That might be the truth, but it's not MS. Why? Because that truth ultimately separates me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That MS creates a bridge, a chasm between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That might be truth, but it's not MS. MS is the koach that brings things together. MS is the glue of cohesion. So look what the Rebbe says, paragraph G. Ach Hashem Yisparach inu chafetz be'emes kazeh. God doesn't like this type of MS that creates separations. Rather, v'shlicho me'apanav uzrak al ha'aretz. What does God do with the MS that creates peirut, that creates separation? He took it and he threw it down to the earth. Ki Hashem Yisbarach chafetz be'emes kazeh, shulekariv v'lo l'rachik. Rebbe says an incredible yisod. The Ribbono Shel Olam desires the type of MS that brings people together and doesn't distance them. Ki daika ba'olam kazeh, shumalish shkarim, ki she'echa miskaber v'zochel enekudas ha'emezeh, yokar eitzel Hashem Yisbarach ma'od yoseh me'akol. U'bishil zeh, ha'isakol ha'briyah shi'yisod de'emes, Hainu hanakudas ha'emes la'amitu ha'niskarlel. So we'll say, so first of all, says Rabbi, you understand what this means. MS is up in Shamayim, MS is up in Shamayim, and MS is saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, don't create the world, because people are bad, people are flawed, people are terrible. So Ribbono Shel Olam says to MS, you don't understand, MS, you don't understand what real MS is. Because what you're advocating for is period, is separation, is divisiveness. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? He takes the meat of MS, Vishlichua Arza. What happens when Vishlichua Arza? He takes the MS which wants to stay away from the world, and he throws it down into the world. He says, MS, in order for you not just to be truth, but to be true MS, you have to connect with the Bria. You have to connect with the, and that's the meaning of the Pasuk. MS, me'eretz titzmach. The MS understood its lesson and therefore began to sprout forth from the earth. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Watch this. Paragraph H. This question always bothered me until I saw this piece, Rabbi Nachman. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael sinned with the eagle, the golden calf, remember again, what should have happened to us after we worshipped idolatry? Mamish, you know that Chazal compare Chayta Egel to like a Kala that commits adultery underneath the chuppah. You know, meaning it's such a profound relationship trespass. So what should be the punishment for such a trespass? It should be destruction. Destruction, Kliya, just total annihilation. So what happens? Ava Moshe Yada V'Hisig, She'Shem Yisbarach, Eino Chafetz Be'emes Kazeh. But Moshe Rabbeinu intuitively understood that the Ribono Shel Olam, although Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, his signet ring is MS, this is not the MS that God wants. God doesn't want the MS of destruction. God doesn't want the MS of divisiveness. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Al Kain, Hishlich Halucho Shehin Bechinas MS, Bechinas Vasashlich MS Arzo, Vizchazek Betila. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He takes the luchos, which represent the MS. And what does he do with them? He throws them down on the ground, almost recreating the same exact scene that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done generations earlier when he took MS from the celestial sphere and threw it down to the ground. Ki ha'emin, she efshar lahasig amitas daito yisparach. Ki ma'od amku machshavosav. Because he understood ultimately again that you can't understand the true nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavos. V'rabim racham av yisparach ma'od ve'eno chafetz bashchasas ha'olam chas v'shalom kim b'kiyumo ve'ikra olam hem Yisrael alkin es chazik b'tfila ma'od v'alsa b'yado v'nesras l'ashem yisparach u'machalo v'tziva lifsaluch o'shnio shezeh b'chinas ta'ala emes min ha'aretz b'chinas emes me'aretz yitzach. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. Do you know why Moshe Rabbeinu, you ever wonder to yourself, how does Moshe Rabbeinu feel empowered? Can you imagine, like, how does Moshe Rabbeinu know he's doing the right thing? When he goes in and he takes the luchos and he smashes them on the ground? Because he understood if he were to keep those luchos intact, the MS of those luchos would demand the annihilation of Klal Yisrael. An MS that creates divisiveness is not the MS of the Ribono Shel Olam. The MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the MS that creates cohesion, is the MS that creates achdus. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that these luchos, now as they stood right now, that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's not the MS that Ribono Shel Olam wanted. And therefore, what did he do? He threw it down to the ground. And watch this. Va'al kein, achar la'inei kol Yisrael. So watch this. Now we understand. Now you begin to understand the Medrash. What did the Medrash say? Last words of the Torah, Asher Asa Moshe Le'ene Kol Yisrael. That which Moshe Rabbeinu did in front of all Klal Yisrael. According to Medrash, what does that refer to? What does it refer to? Chayrait Chayte Egel, smashing of the Luchos. Sa'ai, we asked ourselves, why in the world would the Torah end off with one of the most traumatic experiences in Jewish history, the Egel, the golden calf, and the breaking of the Luchos? Do you know why? Because the breaking of the Luchos teach us what true MS is. That true MS is cohesion, true MS is togetherness, true MS is achdus. And then what do we say right after La'inei Kol Yisrael? Bereshis bara Elokim. Last words, osios, sophios, MS. You want to know what MS is? It's La'inei Kol Yisrael. It's the breaking of the luchos. MS is achdus, MS is unity, MS is togetherness. So we'll say, he goes on, we don't have to do the rest. You'll see the rest. Alright, let's see the rest. Just one more piece. He said, fine, paragraph I. Va'al kein, achar le'inei kol Yisrael, masil mi'abreishis, kishneim b'china achos, lohoro sheze ikar ha'emes, kishayodim u'ma'aminim shen yodim klal, ve'ein, misracha, kinai de'a emes v'shum ofen. Both say, this is an incredible Yisrael. Let me just say the rest outside for a little bit. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. You know, in life, sometimes we struggle and we ask ourselves, like, how do you know if something is MS or not? How do I know if something is MS?
Rabbi Nachman would say there's a very simple litmus test. If the thing, whatever it is, brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your people, and yourself, that's emes. If whatever it is distances you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your people, or yourself, that's not emes. Now, Bosana, the greatest danger is that what? Emes often becomes the catalyst for the greatest divisiveness. You know, Bosana, I'll tell you, we know each other, many of us, for a long time. So one of the things that I've spoken about this before that I think is a terrible disservice is when people get caught up in all types of hashkafic debates. Because do you know how often people use hashkafa as an excuse to malign other Jews? Right? Meaning, if I could prove that someone is hashkafically flawed, then I have a license to speak about that. And it's okay, it's not Lashon Hara. You know why? You know why? It's MS. It's MS. Says Rabbi Nachman, that's not MS. That might be MS. That might be a form of MS. But remember, that's the MS that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from Shamayim and Hishlich MS Arza. That's the MS HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. In life, MS, if something is MS, by definition, it creates achdus, it creates unity, it creates cohesion, not just interpersonal, but personal and with the divine as well. And says Rabbi Nachman, that's the juxtaposition. I was just so drawn to this because this is a beautiful segue, a beautiful like bridge between Simchas Torah and between Shabbos Bereishis. So you go from Simchas Torah up, Asher Asa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Strange, we don't think about it, because if we think about it, it gets us down a little bit. But here on Simchas Torah, the last words we read about was the smashing of the Luchos. We begin Bereishis Bar Elokim, MS, last words of each, last letter of each word, MS, to teach us, you know what MS is? MS is the breaking of the Luchos. We'll say in life, you know, as we enter into a new year, so we're confronted with a lot of challenges. And we often wonder to ourselves, you know, what's right, what's not right, what's MS, what's not MS. It's very simple. If the particular initiative or life endeavor satisfies three criteria, it brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it brings me closer to my people, and it brings me closer to myself, if it has that glue of cohesion, that koach ha'achdus, then it's MS. If it doesn't satisfy those three criteria, it might be truth. It might be truth, but it's not MS. And the Rebbe goes on and he explains, you look at this on your own, but the Rebbe goes on and he explains, this becomes our guiding light for all existence. Now finally, where we have a definition of MS, we know how to gauge all of our different life situations. We know what to base our decisions on. And we now know, when confronted with a life decision about to do something, not to do something, engage in something, not engage something, if it fulfills the three criteria of MS, then by definition, it's a worthwhile pursuit. But if it does not, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hishlich that false MS arza, we must also make sure to distance ourselves from those things that are not true and beautiful and meaningful MS. All right, we'll say. Stop over. I apologize again that they came late tonight. We should hope that our learning should be a zuchus for the tzaddik of Lady Yitzhak of Beditchev. And also, it was my grandfather's yard site this past Esruch HaGezor, Rabbi Nachum Mendel, and Lady Yitzhak, and Lady David HaKohen. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, both these beautiful Mesham Shtef and Aliyah. Shkoyach. Yes. Is the autocorrect?